Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Always love this time of the year when we talk to NFL draft prospects. Their lives are about to be changed, and we try to learn a little bit more about them. Let's welcome in a linebacker, played last year with West Virginia. Before that was at Arizona, and that's Tony Fields. Tony, it's Zach Gelb here in New York City. Thanks for the time, and how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
No problem. Well, you should be doing great because I read about you at the Senior Bowl. You were named the top linebacker on the national team at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. What did that mean to you, and what do you think you showed that week?
It was great to go out there and compete against the best competition at the senior level in the college football level, and it was even greater for me to get the award just because it was an award given to me by the players, not the coaches. So it was voted on by a bunch of the players at the Senior Bowl. So I feel like an award like that always means a little bit more.
How valuable is that? I know you guys are all striving for the same goal, but to get that time just practicing with those elite players that are all trying to participate in the draft and get drafted and have nice, successful careers, just that time together, what could you really learn down there in Alabama for the Senior Bowl?
It's great. I mean, you can learn a lot from other players, obviously, and then you just shows you where you stand. It shows you where you stand compared to the player next to you, compared to the player who's above you or who's below you. It shows you what you got to do, what you got to work on to improve.
What feedback?
I mean, it was just a great experience.
What feedback did you get? I know Matt Rhule's Carolina Panthers staff was there, Brian Flores of the Dolphins. What was the feedback that you received?
I received pretty good feedback. I honestly didn't play in the game, but with the practices, I received a lot of feedback just on getting better with my better with my coverages and things like that. But as far as getting to the ball and everything like that, the coaches seemed to like the way I got to the ball.
Tony Fields here with us. When you look back, and this was clearly a crazy year at West Virginia and all throughout the country as well, we're just going up against the coronavirus pandemic, you transfer in. How do you kind of describe your time at West Virginia?
It was great. I mean, I came in right when fall camp was really started. Came in really late, and I had to pick up on some things fast, and I had to develop a relationship with my teammates pretty fast, and it wasn't hard. Everybody trusted each other. They trusted me, and within the first couple of practices, after the first game, I feel like they were all in with me, and I was all in with them from the beginning, so it was a pretty easy transition for me.
What made you want to transfer, by the way?
It was pretty skeptical with the Pac-12 playing or not. And I wanted to play football. I never wanted to not sit out and play football. So I had to make sure I'll play this year. And that's what it was.
Was that tough? Because we know eventually the Pac-12 played a condensed season. So did the Big Ten as well. Was that tough not knowing where your future was? Because I'm assuming you didn't dislike Arizona. It was just, hey, you wanted to play. You needed more tape out there.
No, for sure. That's exactly what it was. And it was tough seeing my boys play. And especially because there was a couple of us that left. And it'll just be all solely due to the pandemic. And it sucked not seeing Arizona be the way they should have been this year. And it was hard for me to see it. But, I mean, like I said, I wanted to play football. And at the time, we didn't know if they were playing.
Take me through your transition from high school to college, because your first year statistically was your best year in college football.
Yeah. So, I mean, my transition wasn't really, as you can see, wasn't really a big difference to me. I mean, in high school, I was always trained to get to the ball and run to the ball and try to be the first one to the ball. So, I mean, I feel like the speed, so what most players say, the speed speeds up in college, it didn't really speed up for me. It was just more of me learning football. So as soon as I learned football and learned the schemes and learned offenses more, it made everything easy for me.
Tony Fields here with us as he gets set for the NFL draft that comes your way at the end of April. Did you almost go to Texas before going to West Virginia?
Yes, they were in my final three.
So what made you pick West Virginia then?
I had a good relationship with the coaching staff already just because of Jamil Adai, who was the coach who recruited me to U of A. So as soon as I put my name in the transfer portal, he was the first person that called me. And then I developed a great relationship with Coach Coons and Coach Leslie real fast. And then I heard great things about Coach Brown, who was the head coach, and the strength and conditioning coach, Mike Joseph, who was the most important to me. So I just made sure I made the best move for me so I can develop myself.
If no one's seen you play, how do you describe your game? Who's Tony Fields when you take the football field?
Fast and instinctive. Somebody wants to get to the ball. You can tell I love football by the way I'm flying to the ball.
You think you're overlooked? You think you're not getting the credit that you deserve?
No, 100%, but I have no problem with it. I have no problem with it because as soon as I get to the spot that I'm able to show it, I'll show it.
How'd you fall in love with the game of football?
I mean, I've been playing it since I was 3-4 years old. My dad's been throwing footballs to me. My Uncle Paul gave me my first football at 2 years old. It was embedded into me. So, I mean, I've been around football all my life. I've been watching it. I've been looking up to so many greats. I've been the Hall of Fame game and things like that. So I've just been watching it so much. It just grew on me throughout my life. I love football. Everything I do is since the football.
Growing up as a kid, you talked about some of the players that you looked up to. Who were some of the players that you really had a keen eye for?
For sure, Ray Lewis. I loved Ray Lewis. I liked Troy Polamalu, the way he flew to the ball. I liked Ed Reed. I liked Lance Briggs, Brian Urlacher. Those are the guys that my dad had me watching growing up. So I liked those guys a lot.
Was defense always your thing?
Yeah, defense was always my thing.
So when you look back at this journey, Tony Fields, there's one thing to love the game. There's another thing to end up being a professional. When was that moment that you said to yourself, because you always wanted to be a football player from what I could gather, but when it became a reality, you said, man, I could really do this. This is something I'm going to have a career at.
I mean, it was something that I've always told myself that I wanted to have a career at. So it wasn't like that it was an all of a sudden moment. Like it's not something that's in a sense mind blowing, because I've been hoping and I've been praying and I've been wishing for this moment all my life. So I mean, I've busted my butt for this moment. So I mean, I wouldn't expect nothing less for myself.
Has it sunk in yet that coming up in April, we're not that far off, we're about to hit March, so we're basically 2 months away, that you're going to finally find out what team you're going to, where you're going to get drafted and all that? Has that hit you yet?
No, definitely. It hit me a while ago. I mean, my pro day is March 18th, so I got a lot to work up to. I got a lot to look forward to, and I can't wait to be picked up, and I can't wait to get to work.
Well, best of luck. Actually, one more thing I'll ask you before we let you run, Tony Fields. You make the pitch, and I've enjoyed this conversation, but if I'm a GM, I go to you, why should I draft you? What do you tell me?
You can get a guy that loves football, that's going to be trusted by his teammates, that can trust his teammates, and that's going to always make sure I get to the ball.
All right, that's good for me. I'll take you. What round you want to go?
First round, for sure. What type of question is that?
obviously. So I'll end you on a wacky question, because you know all these GMs, they always try to get you on something, and they always try to ask you some type of a bizarre question. So my question to you, tell me something that we don't know about you, like a hobby, something that is not football related.
I'm real into yoga. I've been doing yoga for 2 years now. When I went to West Virginia, I got out of it because I couldn't find a place. But I'm real into yoga. I've been doing it for a while.
You do?
I love doing yoga.
Hot yoga?
Hot yoga. I do hot yoga sometimes, and then on Wednesdays, I do regular yoga.
Like it. Well, hey, Tony Fields, we appreciate it. Good luck.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.